Did you hear the profound words in the gospel today that become an invitation to us? Come to me, all you who are weary, and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. I will give you rest. What is it that is burdening you today? What weighs you down? Is it a person? A relationship? A thing? Something you can't change or control? What is it? Maybe it's an attitude that you have. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's some compulsion or some sin. Jesus says, come to me. But we're afraid. We think that somehow or another, Jesus wants more from us. It's like, if I go to you for something, Lord, and I get what I want, you're going to want something for it. I'm going to have to bargain my way with you, Lord. I'm going to have to do, 10 novenas or 6 rosaries kneeling on glass or something. But where in the gospel does he say that? Where does he say, come to me, you who are burdened, and I'll refresh you? But, no, he doesn't say that. He in fact says, take my yoke upon yourself and learn from me. For I'm gentle and humble of heart. My yoke is easy, my burden light. Oh, come on, Lord. Have you seen those 10 commandments? You think that that's light? Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's amazing that when we keep the law, we don't have any burdens because we don't have to face any kind of consequences. I love the fact that we're having that rather verbal discussion in our society today. And we have to look at what the Lord's invitation is. What's your burden? Okay, well, it happens to be this. Okay, well, what do I do with it? Well, come to me. Well, and then what, Lord? Will you leave it at my feet? And then what, Lord? And you walk away. Well, and then what, Lord? You have a life of true freedom. Freedom from your burdens. Freedom for success. Freedom to love God with your whole being and your neighbor as yourself. The question is, do we want to get rid of our burden? I think that some people like to keep their burden just because they like something to complain about. If I'm not the victim, then what am I? Oh, is that where the child of God thing comes in? How much longer are we going to keep relying on ourselves? How much longer are we going to keep relying on the world? How much longer are we going to continue to rely on all these other things out there that we're told will make us happy instead of the Lord? Come to me. Come to me, and I will give you rest.
The next time you can't sleep at night, think of what you're thinking about. And consider it giving it over to the Lord. Just lay it down.
And by the way, once you give something to the Lord, you can't take it back. I mean, you can, but then you become the victim again. And he'll freely give it back to you.
But is that really what you want? Let's lay it all down before him. Let's rely on him. Let's be free of those things that have burdened us.
You know, 56 men signed the Declaration of Independence because they wanted all of us to be able to pursue a life of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All of us. Everybody who lived here. And they wanted one nation under God. And they suffered greatly. Their families were under attack. They were under attack for that declaration. Well, how important is it to us to be under God, to rely on God alone? I think when we do, we find the true freedom that God wants for us. And we learn to love and accept our brothers and sisters, no matter their race, creed, color, or way of life. Because we want true freedom. Like we experience freedom when we turn over our burden to the Lord. And if our intention is to love God with our whole being and our neighbor as ourselves, then it's time. It's time to have a life that Jesus invites us to. One full of mercy and compassion. A life where there is no burden. Only God. Only love. Only goodness, so that all can be truly free.